The trial of Slobodan Milosevic is a major step towards addressing the atrocities that occurred during the war in the former Yugoslavia, but the United Nations has not had as much success in implementing other tribunals. Last week, the United Nations announced that it was abandoning nearly 5 years of negotiations with Cambodia. UN officials wanted to set up a special tribunal to try leaders of the Khmer Rouge for genocide and crimes against humanity. The UN's decision comes as a blow to many Cambodians who survived a 4-year reign of terror by the Khmer Rouge. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The darkest passage in Cambodia's history began on April 17, 1975, when the Khmer Rouge captured the capital city, Phnom Penh, and unleashed a vicious brand of Maoism. Within weeks, towns and cities throughout Cambodia were emptied. People were marched to the countryside and forced to do slave labor. Over the next 4 years, at least 1.5 million Cambodians died from starvation, disease, and exhaustion. More than 17,000 people were sent to the infamous torture center of Tuol Sleng. Only 7 people survived. Van Nat is one of those.
I never understood why Cambodians killed other Cambodians. What was the purpose? Why did they do this? We still don't know.
Van Nat said he's waited for more than 23 years for justice, yet only 2 Khmer Rouge leaders are in jail. He says his hopes were buoyed when in 1997 the Cambodian government asked the United Nations to help bring the Khmer Rouge leaders to trial. But 2 years later, Prime Minister Hun Sen rejected the UN's offer to set up an international war crimes tribunal. Since then, the two sides have negotiated back and forth until the UN said it had had enough. There was an ongoing concern that Hun Sen may not really want a tribunal because he was once part of the Khmer Rouge. Still, he quickly asked the world body to reverse its decision. We cannot leave the issue halfway, Hun Sen says. The law must be implemented. We will wait for the United Nations to come back, but we cannot wait forever. The sticking point in the negotiations is that Cambodia insists on using its own newly drafted law to prosecute the Khmer Rouge. But many experts say the national courts are not good enough. During the Khmer Rouge reign, judges and lawyers fled the country or were killed. And Lau Mong Hai, the director of the Khmer Institute for Democracy, says Cambodia inherited the communist system of justice.
The United Nations mission, foreign observers, Cambodian observers, all have agreed that our judicial system is not very much competent, to say the least. Our courts are not independent, our judges are not independent. So how could we have a fair trial?
Some proposed a process similar to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that was used in South Africa, where killers received immunity for testifying. But Lau says that wouldn't work in Cambodia.
I think, you know, for the admission of guilt and accountability is not part of our culture. And we don't have any Nelson Mandela, neither Desmond Tutu. What is he, you know, for our prime minister, the strong man, you see?
Lau says he doesn't understand why there can be an attempt at justice for the atrocities in Bosnia and Rwanda, but not for Cambodia. Teacher Sok Samban agrees. He spent 4 years digging canals during the Khmer Rouge era, and his mother and 2 siblings were killed by Khmer Rouge soldiers.
For me, a crime tribunal is a must, but that one it depends on the ruling party. They are willing or not. Our government, you know, it's like a mischievous child.
Sok says there is an overwhelming need for justice among people in Cambodia. Nelly Pelorge with the Cambodian human rights group Likado says facts about the Khmer Rouge era are not taught in school and that a trial would allow the atrocities to be documented so that they're never forgotten.
Several times leaders have wanted to close the Tuol Sleng Museum and the killing fields on the basis that that's the past, it should be forgotten. I think it's very important for all of us to know our history, whether good or bad. We need to get a sense of who we are.
Khmer Rouge mastermind Pol Pot died in the jungle 4 years ago. But many of the group's other leaders and the rank and file are free to go about their lives. Without a tribunal, the aging Khmer Rouge leaders will continue to die out, taking with them the reason for the terror and any possible remorse. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.